Welcome to another episode of Movie Torture. My name is Roger. Here is my good buddy Brad.
I'm not convinced. You're not the real Roger.
You're a Roger poster.
What's up, Brad?
You're a Roger impersonator. With my good buddy Brad.
He always says that.
He goes, another edition of Movie Torture. My name is Roger, and I'm here with my good buddy Brad.
Brad? How are you?
Roger, I defend you, Roger, but those are pretty accurate.
My pal?
How's my pal doing over there, Brad?
Or as my wife would say, my little buddy Brad.
Yeah, he says that one. But actually, I'm bigger than Roger. Just saying. Okay. Not really. Hey, what's up, Hannah? That voice you're hearing is the handler.
Oh, hey, what's up?
The Hannah Diller.
The Hannah Diller. They don't know what that means. There's no context here.
We're not going to give you any context. We just want you to listen and wonder what we're talking about. But she's the first lady of Movie Torture. She's the only lady of torture.
Nah. No.
You got to have movie in there. It's weird.
But yeah. She makes us call her first lady. Again, I say that every episode.
Yeah.
But now she's also the first lady and the Hannah Diller. We are joined. Okay, guys, you can't see it right now, but producer Gary's wearing his clown shoes because he loved Air Bud so much.
He's clown shoes.
He's in clown
shoes. He also has that big fluffy guard hat on.
He does. He has
this Hawaiian suit.
Yeah, he's got his Hawaiian suit with the clown face. He's full
quite
clown,
the fit.
Clown makeup today. So he goes like when he knows there's a clown in a movie.
I was working before this.
I was at a kid's birthday party before this.
Air Bud? Yeah.
I missed that.
How? Okay.
I was watching it while I was driving. That's why.
How did you miss the clown? It's like
where
the most,
was the clown?
In the very first scene.
See.
Huh? What were they doing? I don't.
He goes to it. We're going to get into this.
They were at a wedding.
Did you watch Air Bud, the first one?
Oh, no. Did I watch the wrong one? That would be embarrassing. Hold on.
Am I going to have to talk about Air Bud by myself?
Hold on.
Did he play basketball in your movie?
No, he played soccer.
You watched the wrong Air Bud.
Okay, I Googled Air Bud, and I watched the one that came up.
We're going to go watch Air Bud. We'll be right back.
Hannah. Yes. Are you serious? You did not watch the right Air Bud. This is basketball
month. It's not my fault. It is basketball month. I thought we were just doing sports movies.
So I'm going to talk about Air Bud the whole time.
I watched the soccer one.
Nobody's
going to
have
to say about that.
Nobody's going to have any context on this movie at all.
Hannah has a bunch of useless notes for the soccer Air Bud.
Okay. Okay. How did that? It brought up.
What is it called?
This Air Bud?
There's no way it's just called Air Bud.
The original is Air Bud.
Well, and that's what I watched.
Hang on.
That's what I clicked on.
Well, click on the Air Bud statistics that Roger normally brings on, not the one you're on. That was a direct to video. This is a theatrical Air Bud we're talking about.
97?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the year I was born. Okay.
What year did the soccer one come out?
I don't know. 2000 maybe?
Is that the one where he has little puppies?
No.
Yes.
Hannah, you watched the last Air Bud of the of the movies.
That's not my fault.
This is going to be the first movie.
Why would it bring up the last one?
I'm the only one that got tortured.
It doesn't make. Oh, I got tortured.
Oh, yeah.
I have something
so
to say about this movie.
How do you have something to say about the soccer movie?
This is what we need to do. Y'all need to compare and say, no, this one was worse.
Yeah.
No, so this one was definitely worse.
I'm going to describe what goes on in this
and
one
be
beat
like,
by
nah,
beat.
Nah.
And you describe yours, and we'll figure out who's better at the end.
All right. Well, let me give you a little background on this movie.
Which one?
97.
Okay.
Your movie, apparently. The budget was $3 million estimated. Opening week in the U.S. was $4.8 million.
Oh, that's pretty good. What did it end up making total?
Grossed worldwide, 23 million.
That is unlike most movies we do on the torture podcast here. That's a winner.
I mean, that's a huge winner.
Anytime you imagine what they made on VHSs back then, selling this movie, Air Bud.
Yeah, Air Bud.
They made four Air Buds.
Say it funny. You make
Air Bud.
Air Bud.
You emphasize the bud. You're air supposed buds. To emphasize the air.
Air Buds. Yeah, they made a lot on Air Buddy. You know, his name is Buddy.
That's my dog's name.
Buddy. Or Charles. Charles is like, what? Buddy is short for Charles, right?
How?
No. What?
That's like, not yeah.
It no. is, right?
No.
Hold on.
How is Charles?
That's like Dick being short for Richard. That's worse than, that's not even real.
Is that even a thing? No. That's literally like saying Buddy is Gary short for- is short for Brad.
Yeah, Bud is short for Charles. Who names their dog Charles?
My other dog's name is Jenny. She has a human name. I did not give it to her, but she was a stray with another boy, and they called her. They called them Jenny and Forrest from Forrest Gump.
Ha!
That was kind of cute. So once I heard that, I was like, man, now I can't change it because now she's used to it. Mm-hmm. But generally, not a fan of human names for dogs.
We named ours Toby. After Toby Keith, but Toby sounds like a aww. Toby dog.
Buddy means a Toby, friend.
A dog name.
Did you just Google what Buddy?
Buddy means we're glad you know what yeah. that word means.
Buddy right. is a nickname for Charles. So if you're Charles.
How?
Like,
where
like,
the, where
that
did
doesn't even make sense.
Where Buddy they, Holiday, whose real name was Charles, so they called him Buddy. Like when your name is Charles, you can call me. You if my well, movie what? Torture dad's middle name is Charles. So now.
My nephew's name is Charles.
It's Buddy. Buddy.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
No. It's just,
you know what the nickname for Brad is, right?
Brad.
Balls.
Be Brad.
So this movie made 20 mil. That's pretty impressive.
Over.
Yeah. Not even counting VHS money. Like, it made a lot. The dog in this movie was amazing. I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, Buddy, I did some research on this dog. I did a little bit of Roger's job.
Okay.
This dog was real name's Buddy, was 9 at the time of this release. It was released in August of 1997.
I wasn't even born yet.
No.
It was like
and
4 more months.
And Buddy, the dog, mm-hmm. was buried.
I just keep hearing you say Buddy the Elf.
Buddy. Yeah,
Buddy. Buddy the dog was buried in February of 98.
That's so sad.
So that dog aww. Bit the dust. Buddy was gone. But Buddy was trained so well in this movie.
Yeah.
Wait, so the original dog passed in the after the first movie?
Yeah, and then the other movies were different dogs. I feel like Buddy is easier to train than Gary.
Well, it's probably really hard to
Buddy,
train.
Because Buddy
really
remembers
hard,
things.
It's really hard to train a human, Brad. Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
That's what child raising is.
That's I
that's
can
what
train.
Happens
an,
in relationships.
An adult human. I am an adult.
That happens in relationships.
Speaking of that.
Yes.
First lady, you went on a date, right?
Did I go on a date?
You shared in our text string you went on a date.
We give
producer Gary and his fourth wife a lot of grief. What about, mm-hmm. how was your date?
You can't give me any grief. All right. So let's start out a little awkward. I have known who this guy is for a while.
Okay.
But I haven't known him personally. I found out right before we went on the date, this man is like 41. He's Asian and he takes really good care of himself.
Wait.
So
why do we need to know?
Never would have known.
Okay.
Because you have to understand, like, I was going into it like, okay, we'll have coffee or whatever. Not really sure what this is going to turn out to be. And then literally 10 minutes before I went, I found out how old he was. And was like, what?
I feel like that's one of the first pieces of information you usually find out about a person.
You've always told
not
me.
Really.
You've always whoa. Told me, for old people.
I don't think I've always said that because I've always dated older guys.
But not that
typically
old.
Typically, I have before. Actually, older than that. But
wait, what's the oldest you've dated him?
Ooh.
I didn't know you dated somebody
stuff
older than
now.
Anyway. I don't do this anymore.
Have
I used
you
to
dated
make poor
someone
decisions.
Older than me?
How old are you again?
44.
Yes. That's a yes.
Oh, my gosh.
She has to, she's thinking about it way too hard.
I can't remember.
Oh, my gosh, Hannah. You did.
Definitely no older than 45, but I can't remember if someone was actually 45.
So, but I like that you threw in he's Asian, because Asians.
You know, that's important because I did not know. Like, nobody would ever guess that is how old he was unless, Like he told you.
How old did you think he was?
I thought he was like early 30s. I thought he was just a handful of years older than me. And he was not. So anyways, I go
in. What'd you do when he would sit down 41? Did you crap yourself or what?
No. I was just like, okay, we'll see how this goes.
Because you're 27.
Six.
26.
Whoa there, Brad.
You're 26. He's 41.
Yeah.
So when he's 60, you'll be 40.
Like my parents are 10 years apart. And I've seen like how the older you get, the bigger that age gap feels.
Okay.
And so that was just something that it was in the back of my mind. I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. So anyways, but anytime this guy and I have talked in person, he has always been super awkward. So I didn't know if
What's he do for work?
His family owns a dry cleaning business. And he also...
Not shocked, but anyway.
We both do the same type of online business. So I met him through my mentorship group. That's how I met
him. Do you get clothes dry cleaned? Do people still do the dry cleaning option?
I feel like rich people do who actually care about their clothes. I don't because I don't have time for
Gary,
that.
Gary, when's the last costume you've taken to get dry cleaned?
Last costume?
I don't know. They usually just stay in the closet and get...
They smell just like
your costumes smell like Cheetos and fart, right? Okay, so where was your first date?
We went to a coffee shop.
And listen,
when we got there, he wasn't in there. I didn't see him. And I had to go to the bathroom because I was super nervous. Like I was breaking out in hives because I haven't been on a date in almost a year and a half. Oh. So I go over to the bathroom.
Did you throw up in the bathroom?
No, he's walking out as I'm like trying to walk in. So he's like comes out of the men's bathroom. I'm standing right there walking past. And he was like, oh, hey. And like we had the most awkward side hug. I was like, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom now. So I go in there.
You're like, I'm going to go drop a deuce. I'll be right back.
No, I was sweating. I was like, oh, this is not going to go well. But the date actually went really, really well. We talked for like 3 hours at the coffee shop. Then we went to get dinner, talked for 3 more hours afterwards. Like I was shocked.
Six hour date.
Yeah. So afterwards, we're like, we want to do this again. And I was really excited about it. My brothers were really excited about it.
I feel like there's a butt coming in.
There is a butt. But
oh my gosh, I was so excited.
I feel excited.
Like you're about to just fart on this
excited.
Story.
I was excited. Yeah, kind of.
Before we get to the butt, is that just a normal thing that like the first date gets really long? Because my first date with...
If they're good,
Was like... Like, it started with breakfast, and then it was just, like, all day.
That's the best.
Mine was, like, 3 to, like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah. And it's wise to give yourself an out in case it sucks. But if it doesn't suck, I think it's
so really cool. Went on a 6-hour date with a dry cleaner.
Oh, my gosh.
And what happened? Where's the butt coming? Because I'm about to be sad here.
Also, though, I will say he's really strong. He works out a lot. So he gave me a hug at the end. I was like, oh, my gosh.
You're like, I'm melting. This is amazing.
So, but this is just like a really sad ending to the story. I prayed about it, and
he's still alive, right?
Yeah. Okay. No, I killed him. He's currently still in my trunk.
We're actually starting a murder podcast soon. Hannah's the star.
I'm gonna come on. Yeah, I'm gonna come on as your. I'm having a brain fart.
Okay.
So anyways, I didn't have peace about pursuing anything with him, and I was like really sad about it. But I was like, I'm not gonna pursue something with you if I don't.
I was thinking he ditched you.
No, I had to tell him. And now he won't look at me or talk to me, which is kind of sad. But I think he just feels awkward. He doesn't know what to do.
Well, you have a way of not making people feel awkward. So
if he would acknowledge my existence.
His loss in a friend.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Think you want to come on Movie Torture and we can grill him?
No, absolutely not.
Well. I'm excited.
Anyways, that was Oh, I have a better date story, though.
You want another one?
We can save it.
You want to save it for the next podcast?
Save it for the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to Bud.
So
I know so many people have tuned in to listen to you talk about soccer Bud and me talk about basketball Bud.
I watched the football one.
There's a volleyball one where Bud gets beach volleyball, Gary.
Yeah,
I watched. How many of these are there?
There's at least 4.
Okay,
there's 5. There's a baseball, there's soccer, there's volleyball, there's football,
frisbee.
There's basketball, and then they branched out to buddies, little puppies doing it now.
I watched one where he was a surfer. It was called Bud Watch.
They could do one where he's just a party dog and he'd call it Budweiser.
They had that. Spuds McKenzie. You remember Spuds McKenzie?
I don't know what that is.
He was the Budweiser dog and he would party. Yep, see?
No. I feel like I recognize that name, but I don't. No. Budweiser.
I will say, at the beginning of this movie, before I had watched it, because I had never seen it before, I was pretty sure that this is one of the lamest possible ways for me to spend my time.
Spud always had chicks.
Spud? What's up, like potatoes? Oh.
The dog always had girls around going, ooh, Spud, you're so cute.
What the heck is that? That looks like the Target dog.
And he had, yeah, and he had like all the chicks around him. Like,
low-key kind of ugly though.
Like, I would watch him and go, how does Spud get all those chicks? And I'm actually I don't know, because that's an ugly dog.
Because he's got beer.
Because he's got beer.
He's bringing them brews.
Barks and Brews. Hey, that'd be a cool name for a brewery. Yeah. There's probably already one called that.
Movie Torture owned.
Yeah.
Barks and Brews, yeah. Gary's the bartender, producer Gary. Yeah. He signs autographs.
Speaking of brews.
What?
What?
You like coffee brews?
I do like coffee brews. I do. What about you, Hannah?
Yeah. There's a lot of little brew spots over in Greenville. What's your favorite brew, Brad?
Well,
that's hard to say.
What's your favorite brew, Brad? It's not Air Bud. It's it's Generous Coffee Company.
Oh, what is that?
Well, it's actually, I'm glad you brought that up for the listeners. That's a real official sponsor.
An actual no joke.
No joke.
No fingers are crossed.
Nothing. GenerousCoffee.com. You can go on there right now and learn more about what they do. It's ran by my friend Ben Higgins, who is a bachelor.
Who I'd never heard of, but I Googled him. And does he have any friends?
He has me. Like, but I'm taking.
Okay, does he have cute single friends?
I don't know. I think he has an Asian friend that works at a dry cleaner.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but Ben is a great dude. And I went to him. I said, what about sponsoring all the podcasts in the Hopecast Network? And he's like, okay, let's do it.
That's amazing.
So if you go on generouscoffee.com right now, you can sign up and enjoy 10% off your first order.
They got shirts.
Oh, they got some hoodies. But here's the cool thing, listeners. If you buy whatever you buy there, it's nonprofit. Ben's not pocketing anything. It's not going to help his bachelor lifestyle because he's married now. It's all going to kids around the world and people in need. That's why I created it. He's got a great story. So we do encourage you to go to generouscoffee.com. Real sponsor. I'm just proud we got a sponsor, aren't you?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We worked so hard for this.
We've worked so hard, and now we have it. And really, if you subscribe, you save 15% on every order. If you subscribe to getting coffee sent to you on a reg.
That's good to know.
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to have to tell my brother about this because he makes all his little fancy pants coffee.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get Generous
Coffee.
This.
Please drink it, people. Because we love our sponsors here at Movie Torture.
Almost as much as we love this movie.
Okay, let's get to Air Bud. Thank you, Ben, for Generous Coffee. Air Bud. So the movie starts out with a clown taking Bud to a party.
Mine started out at a wedding.
You're at a wedding. I know. Mine was a clown taking Bud to a party, Buddy. Okay. And he's terrible. And Buddy is like doing all the work. This dog's doing all the work. He's like doing it all.
He's doing all the work. What work? Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like he's the only fun thing. Like, the clown can W-E-R-K? Do no tricks. Oh, okay. If you hire a clown, like that's how a lot of people don't know this.
Do people still hire clowns?
Well,
yes.
Really? A little known tidbit of fact here. That's how we met Gary. Producer Gary was a clown, and he came to a party for my son. But he was the lamest clown of all time. He didn't know any tricks. He couldn't do it all. He had the nose that went, you know, the little clown nose.
Uh-huh.
And his suit was all dirty. It looked like he soiled it because he didn't wash it.
He soiled it.
He doesn't dry clean with your ex-boyfriend.
Oh, gosh.
But I liked Gary. I saw potential. I'm like, you know what? You could be a producer. And he's like,
that's what I think.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history. But he wears
one of the most well-known producers worldwide.
Yeah, he has won three producer Emmys.
2.3 million followers on Instagram.
Got me my second wife.
It did. That's how far back Gary and I go.
So you, were 12?
The thing is, I went to a clown convention with Gary.
Really? What was that like?
He was dressed in his regular clothes.
I was going to say, you didn't even have to dress up, did you?
No, I didn't. It was a lot of horns, a lot of boxes, you know, a lot of little toy boxes. They bring their props out, and they, you know, clown, and a lot of makeup. They had a whole makeup section where you could try different makeups, and Gary was, he was made up. He looked like a juggalo for the Insane Clown Posse.
Okay, I should be very careful with that word right there.
The juggalos. You know what a juggalo is?
I'm Googling it. Cause,
I wouldn't. That's very close to something else.
He didn't like a gigolo, like a juggalo who like goes to the Insane Clown Posse concerts and they drink. Yeah. They drink.
Or any other hip hop group signed to Psychopathic Records.
Yeah, he's a juggalo. Anyway, that's how we met Gary. So this guy is a terrible clown. And he puts Bud in the car because he's mad at Bud because he crashes everything.
Does Buddy belong to this clown?
Yes. Oh. Throws Bud in the back of his truck. They're cruising down the road, but he didn't put the bed door up.
Amateur.
So Bud flies off the road.
Is that where he got the nickname Air Bud?
No, that's funny. And then this little kid pulls up. They almost hit it. The mom drives away. Bud comes out. He sees his cute dog, but he doesn't say, Mom, I'd like to have this dog. He doesn't even acknowledge the dog, which is weird to me. And guess who shows up at their new house in their new community? None other than Buddy at the door. So the mom's like, you can't keep the dog. You got to keep him outside. So little boy's like, okay, Mom, I'll keep him outside. And then Bud finds a way. He climbs up the house.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a dog climb before.
Mm-mm. That's usually why cats get up in trees.
See, I feel like cats are demonic, first of all. I feel like, well, the Air Bud that I watched was basically just 101 Dalmatians with different type of dog.
Wait, did yours have puppies in it?
Yes.
Okay.
The whole birthing scene for the puppies was the exact same as 101 Dalmatians. Pretty sure they used the same little puppy noises.
I can't remember 101 Dalmatians. I saw the cartoon. I've seen the cartoon.
Oh, no, the real life one.
Oh, I was going to say, I was thinking of the cartoon. I was like,
no, the real life one.
I did watch. I did watch Cruella.
Yes, I loved
that. That was a good movie. I'll give you that. That was a good movie. Mm. Okay, so my thing is, you got this dog. He's gone now. This little boy's found him. Mm-hmm. Little boy goes to a new school. He's quiet. He's like Gary as a kid. Probably didn't talk a lot.
Is this a new family in every Air Bud? Is he with someone new?
No, this boy is in every movie.
Okay, so in the one that I watched. What? He wasn't in that one?
No.
Is he not the kid that's the ring bearer who sends the dog back to get the ring because he forgot it?
I don't think Brad's seen that one.
I've never seen the crap-tacular movie you watch.
His name
is Kevin Zegers.
Magnuson. Oh.
He plays Josh Fram. Is he in
Air Bud OG?
I don't think he's in. I think that's the only one he's not in.
Wow. But is it him grown up?
No.
Different actor, but that boy grown up. Because otherwise, whose kid is that? Where'd he come from? It's got to be that kid grown up.
Wait. He was in Air Bud World Pup. That's what you watched.
World Pup. Oh, he had to be World Cup.
He had to be an adult by then, though. This wasn't the last one.
It was a different actor, but the character, it was that character grown up.
He's in Air Bud Seventh Inning Fetch, which is in 2002. That was the last Air Bud. He was in Air Bud World Pup.
2000, that's the one I watched.
He was in
Mine was short. Oh.
Air Bud Golden Receiver and Air Bud. He wasn't in the volleyball movie.
Huh? Who? The kid.
Yeah, he wasn't in the volleyball movie.
I thought you were talking about the dog.
So anyway.
Which one of those do y'all think has the best, like...
Kevin is kind of cute.
As an adult?
Yeah.
I'm like, he's a boy in this movie, so if you're calling Kevin...
I didn't watch that movie, though.
You're calling a middle schooler.
He was like late teens or at least.
Okay, so Kevin goes out and he wants to play b-ball.
Okay.
He's a hoopster. And the coach is like, you can be our water boy. So he like spends the time washing the dirty jerseys and filling the water while he watches the other guys play basketball. to me seems like a crappy job. And they don't even give him a chance to try out. But there's a janitor who's a former NBA player that works there. And the janitor sees potential.
An actual former? Or just
no, just okay. Like, I saw potential in Gary as a clown to be a producer.
Because that
the
makes
janitor
sense.
Saw potential in Little Kevo.
Little Kevo.
Yeah. So, Kevin has Buddy. Buddy keeps going and getting all the newspapers every morning and burying them. The mom's like, where's the newspapers? Gary, you know what a newspaper is, right?
I think it's that thing that you potty train dogs on, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's where you hit them. You hit them.
Oh, like, Brad.
What? No. That's
we
not
do
what
not
I...
condone violence.
Yeah, we do not
you
condone.
Use your hand.
So anyway, so I guess, is there something you've tried out for or not tried, that somebody looked at you and said, Hannah, you can't do this, so you're only qualified. I don't even want to see you try. You're only qualified to do this menial, stupid job.
No, because all my brothers and I are very alike in this way, but we only do things that we would excel at. So, like, if there was a chance we weren't going to be good at it, we just didn't do it. So it always looked like we were good at everything, but the reality is we only did things we were good at.
I'm really disappointed you didn't watch this movie because there's so much I
know. I'm disappointed you didn't watch my movie. I had a whole joke about the woman's accent and everything.
Well, in the text string, it's all been basketball, Hannah. You had to start thinking, why am I watching a soccer movie?
Sports, look, I really tuned out when I heard we were having sports month because, like, it's just not my thing.
At least if it
fit in with the sports.
If y'all done the football one, one of you could have been like, well, I did do football, and I did football.
Yeah.
And
that would be funny. So, anyway.
And that
anyway.
Joke was made in the one that I watched.
So anyway, they lose a game, and then the principal walks in the gym after the game, and the coach is, like, throwing a basketball at one of the kids.
Oh.
Like literally, like, throwing a basketball. It's cruel. I'm like, man. But they needed a couple more players. So the janitor puts an invite in Kevo's locker.
Gosh, this sounds just like the one I watched, you know?
And says, hey, come try out. Uh-huh. So he shows up and the coach is like, why are you here? Why are you here? You didn't get an invitation.
Okay, wait. I have a question.
Yeah.
So the dog can play all sports, which doesn't make sense.
We hadn't got to that yet.
But can the kid play all sports too?
I don't know.
Because he played soccer.
The kid's a hooper. I'm just saying. So he comes and he comes to this and he's like, well, you can try out, but don't waste much of my practice time. Well, he finds out that he's good. So he adds Kevin to the team. But then the coach gets fired because he's abusing players by throwing basketballs at him and making them cry. There was one scene with one of the kids. I thought Kevin and this kid was going to make out. I'm like, this little boy is like, I looked at my son, Max.
What?
I'm like, we're about to see some gay action here on Air Bud, man.
Oh, no. He's definitely straight. I saw it in my movie. They had a whole crush scene.
Well, yeah. But in this movie, there was a gay scene that you thought was about to happen.
This was too old. That wouldn't have been a thing back in this time.
So anyway... They find out Bud can shoot a basketball and hit it with his nose. Boom. He never misses. Bud, this whole movie, never missed a shot. Perfect, 100% from the field.
Well, if you're going to be a dog on a basketball team, you have to be like 100%. You can't be like, oh, we made one shot. That's cool. Yeah, you have to be 100%.
Yeah, you do. So anyway, Bud becomes a halftime circus trick at the games. Everybody's like, oh, we're going to see Buddy.
Why halftime if he's an actual player?
He's not a player yet, Hannah.
Oh,
I can't just add a dog to the team because he could shoot a basketball.
Well, they did in my movie. He got to play in the pros.
So the clown finds out.
Oh, he's still
looks
here?
Looks at the newspaper that his dog is now popular. So what does the clown do? He shows
popular.
Up. Mom's it's like, it's your dog? He's like, I got Pipers. Okay.
Pipers.
So she gives him Buddy and the kid goes, no, Buddy. He starts crying, right? And you're like, oh, my gosh, man. So, the kid then tracks down the clown's house and steals Buddy.
How does he find this clown?
He does. He sees the clown car.
This was the 90s.
The truck has a clown head on top of it.
So, he just walked around town? Did he ride a bike or
he walked
donkey
there.
It? Or
he walked there. Stole him. The guy's trying to get him. The guy chases him through a park in the truck. Like, people are moving. Like the guy, and then the guy's truck falls apart, and he goes into the lake. So then Kevin feels totally guilty for stealing.
End of air bud.
No. Kevin feels guilty for stealing
bud.
Had no
more air.
He feels guilty. So they take a water taxi to an abandoned island.
A water? A boat?
It's called a water taxi. Gary's driving it. And
like a garbage barge?
No, it was a... Yeah.
I've never heard the term water taxi.
It's a water taxi. They get there, and he goes, Buddy, this is where we leave each other. And he leaves Buddy on this island.
How does he sound like an 80-year-old grandma?
And I'm like... I'm like, gosh, you should have just put a bullet in Buddy's head because this is terrible. Brad. You're leaving him on an island. He's going to die.
Don't old yeller him, though. Well, but yeah, you don't want to leave him on an island.
So then Buddy, he throws this basketball. Buddy goes looking for it. But then Buddy's smart. He's
Hold on. Why did they have to leave him on an island? Why was this the only option?
He knew he was wrong for stealing Buddy.
So the only option was to take him to a deserted island.
Yeah,
and
he's like, if I can't have him, I don't want the clown to have him. I'm going to leave him here. And
not like there's millions of other people in the world who could have had a dog.
So Buddy goes for the basketball. Then he's like, whoa. And he sees Kevin on the water taxi waving. And Buddy goes, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then Buddy jumps in the water and he realizes he can't swim to him. And he's
what?
Like, Buddy, I love you, Buddy. And then cut to the game.
Game's still going on. Why are we concerned about the game? Because Buddy's not there and the kid's not there.
Movie torture dad says I cough a lot, and I said the joke's gonna be on you when they find out I have emphysema or lung cancer.
Yeah, what?
I don't.
What?
But anyway,
jeez, Brad.
So we're at the game. We're getting beat. Kevin's team's getting beat by a kid that got kicked off the team because he was too cocky. Mm. So they're down.
He have spiky hair.
Fourth quarter.
Does he have spiky blonde hair?
No, he had blonde hair though. A lot of bowl cuts in this movie. Fourth quarter, guess who found the game?
Buddy.
Bud. Bud comes running the gym, and everybody's Mr. like, Bud. Buddy, Buddy. So then the coaches go over. The coach now is a janitor. He said, there's nothing in your rule book that states.
There's always an issue with the rule book in all of these movies. Anyways, continue.
There's nothing in the rule book. So a dog can play, and they need a dog on the court. Because they have a couple other guys that fouled out. So now Buddy takes the court as one of the players. And Buddy is a straight baller. I mean, he's hitting everything, man. They're throwing the ball to him. He's knocking it in. Mm-hmm. He's stealing it. Gary's dribbling down. Because, you know, Gary, not only a professional clown, but also a high school basketball player. He was a legend. They call him Gary Legend. He's a great basketball player.
I'm getting fiction and nonfiction mixed up here. Is the clown at the game?
Not yet. Hold on.
Can I ask, though?
Yes.
How many times do you think that happens in the world? It's like, well, it's not in the rule book. Like, just because nobody would have ever thought.
In any sport ever, it was not in the rule book, so then they will put it in the rule book.
Yeah, do they need to put no dog allowed to play in a basketball game?
You have to put everything, just like they have to put disclaimers on everything.
I would welcome a dog on the basketball court, though, wouldn't you? Like, it's five humans against four and a dog? I would welcome that. I'd be like, sure, you want to play that? Please do it. What is that over there? What are you eating?
These are peanut butter-filled pretzel nuggets.
What is a...
Non-GMO.
What is the calorie on one of those?
That's probably just has a serving.
What is 130 divided by 9? I'm not good at math. Hold on.
Oh, can I have one?
Yeah. Are you counting your calories,
like,
Brad?
100%. That'd be like 12 point something.
14.44.
Hannah, okay. I know we're talking about Air Bud, but I do want to show you this.
Air Bud, not Air Bud.
Okay. This was me in October.
Really?
Yeah. This is me Sunday.
Like, I can see the difference just you sitting here, but I wouldn't, I didn't realize in October when
I saw
you. I've
lost like over 30 pounds, man. I'm dropping it.
That's awesome.
I eat healthier and I don't eat junk food.
Yeah.
But I haven't had dinner, so I'm hungry right now.
I hear you.
So anyway, back to what I was saying.
Yes.
Where were we at?
Air Bud.
He was at the game. They were winning.
No, there was something you were about to point out.
The
clown comes back.
He's stealing the ball. He's doing everything. He even gets to go to the free throw line.
Oh my goodness.
And the ref throws the ball, and then Buddy hits it with his nose, sinks the free throws.
Okay.
Kevin hits the game-winning shot.
He didn't play, though.
He's on the team.
Oh,
he made the team.
Okay.
He missed that part. But then the clown walks in. He's like, that's my dog. And they're like, nah. And he's like, I got papers, but they're all wet because he had knocked him in the water because the truck.
From the water taxi?
Yeah.
Wait, he wasn't on the water taxi.
No, his truck went into the water.
No, he was in the lake.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So then we cut to the last 15 minutes of this masterpiece is a courtroom movie. So, yeah, the clown is suing Kevin for custody of Bud.
Oh, my gosh.
So the clown comes in full clown suit. And the judge is like, he's an old man. He's got to be nice. He's like, I don't want you in my courtroom making a farce of my courtroom. Boom, 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 boom.
Did that really well.
Yeah.
Ready?
And he's like, I wore this because this is what I do. And these are part of what I do. He loves me. And Bud's like, you know. So then the judge comes up with a plan.
Was the dog in the suit?
The coach walks in. He walks in. He comes down the aisle and he goes, can I speak? He goes, oh, I went to your game when you played for the Knickerbockers. He said, I got drunk at that game.
He played for the what?
The Knicks. Oh. They used to be called the Knickerbockers.
Knickerbockers?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, they used to be the Knickerbockers.
I think that's like British pants or something.
Yeah.
Like Knickers.
Anyway, he said, I think the best way we decide this is Bud is a human.
We're going to cut him in half.
He said Bud is 4, which was a lie because he's really 9. And in human years, that makes him an adult. So he can decide who he wants to live with.
So they take
the court scene outside.
The human math.
They take the court scene outside. And they puts the judge in his judge seat. And Kevin and the clown are in a circle. Uh-huh. And they're like, you can't walk out of the circle. And then they each have to call Bud. And whoever Bud walks to gets to own Bud.
Oh, I wonder who that's going to be. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Bud thinks about it.
What? Why?
He's looking. And the clown's like, come here, Bud. And Kevin's like, buddy, come here. And then it pays off. The clown pulls out the paper. And he goes, buddy. And Buddy starts to go to him. And you're like, oh, he must like the paper. He goes, come here, buddy.
Did you bite him in the nards?
No. And then Buddy grabs the paper and rips it up. Because he beat Buddy with paper. That's why Buddy buried all the papers. He didn't want to get beat by the papers. Mm-hmm. And then that's Buddy really runs sad. Over to Kevin, and Kevin loves on Buddy. Kevin gets custody of Bud. Boom. End of movie.
Huh. The fact that some fell
is that a good pretzel bread?
It was not a power chew, by the way.
It seemed like
that was a power
like,
chomp. We all heard it. Oh, that's so funny. Okay. Do I get to explain my movie now? I feel like that was like an extended minute synopsis.
That was the whole movie, ma'am. We can go on. We can end this podcast now.
How long have we been recording, Gary?
38 minutes.
Oh, this should be a short one. Tell us about your soccer movie.
We're gonna do 2 movies in it.
Okay, basically, it starts out with, I'm assuming Kevin's parents, well, Kevin's mom.
Kevin is the adult at this time, right?
No, he's like in high school, unless it's a different child.
He has a different mom in every movie. I did research on
that. A different mom?
Yeah.
Is the dad the same?
Like actor?
Just his mom.
So, the dad's dead, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
he died
so the mom's so the mom's getting remarried in this movie that I watched.
Okay.
And he's the son is the ring bearer. But he forgot the ring. So he sends Buddy back to the house to get it. And, you know, he's scaling walls and everything. Finds the ring, brings it back to the wedding. Everyone's dancing and super happy or whatever. I don't know where these villains came from. I don't know if they're connected to Clown Man. But these two villains are trying to capture both Buddy and Buddy's new girlfriend that pops up.
Buddy's got a girl now?
There's two of them. And it was really sweet. Buddy, like, went and got, I think she lost her collar in the bushes. It was pink. And Buddy went and got it and brought it to her. And she lives in a rich neighborhood, rich house. Mm. So.
If you're a dog, you want to be in a big house. Like, you don't want to, here's the thing. If I'm a dog, I don't want to be a street dog, like, living with a homeless person. Because those dogs, that's a sucky life. You want to be taken in by a rich person with a big house. that's the dog jackpot, right? The dog, winning the dog lottery is the big house.
Do you think dogs want to be fat?
It doesn't have to be a big house, though, because dogs sleep for most of their life. They literally sleep all day.
They do sleep. Mine sleeps during the day and stays up all night in their crate, but just moves around a lot.
Yeah. My dogs will wake up in the middle of the night. It drives me crazy. They did it at 3:30 this morning.
They bark?
No. If they wake up and they wake me up, it's because they need to go out.
You have 35 dogs, though, right?
Yeah.
Gary has 81 cats. We're all about animal hoarding on this podcast.
No, not like that. I'm allergic to cats.
No. So anyway, back to your pathetic movie.
So anyway, I'm assuming this is Kevin. He's in high school, and at the high school, he sees a new student who's teaching some little kids soccer.
Okay.
And he's watching this girl. You know, she's teaching little kids. He obviously has a crush on her. She starts talking, and I'll be honest, I thought she had a speech impediment. I was like, what is wrong with this girl? Turns out it was supposed to be an English accent, but it sounded awful.
She couldn't like do the accent.
Have you ever seen Inventing Anna on Netflix?
Yes, it was that.
It sounded like
I'm on a doll.
Yes, it was so weird. Yeah, he's kind of cute. Yeah, that's him. So anyways, they obviously have a crush, whatever. They go to play soccer. The soccer team is short. So the girl joins the team and everyone makes fun of her. Then the dog joins the team because they just needed one more player. He looks really young in that picture.
That was the original Air Bud. That's when you said he's cute. Oh, I'm like, no, wow, man, no, you no. like him young. Man. You're talking like like old people to young people.
No, 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 no. Anyways, there was a lot of lip biting, a lot of crushing. It was really, really cringy. I was cringing so hard this whole movie. The girl from England was the one who lived in the rich house that had Buddy's girlfriend. So that kind of ties together later. But since they're all in high school, she throws a party at her house. Some dude shows up in like the big English guard fluffy hat things because he wanted to dress. Everyone was trying to crush on her. So he was trying to wear the clothing of her people.
Okay.
And he showed up and she was like, are you Irish?
Well, this is really saving us from ever having to do with Air Bud Pup World.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we should do another Air Bud eventually.
We don't have to.
We can.
I feel like we've got all of these bases covered.
All the Bud basics?
Yeah.
So what happens at the end? How does Bud hit the soccer ball with his nose?
Okay. Yes. So, of course, in the end, the team wins. Of course, the dog makes the final winning score. Kevin gets the girl, even though he was really stupid in their dating experiences.
But Kevin should get chicks all the time because Bud's a cute dog. He's just got to walk Bud around. Chicks are going to be like, oh my gosh, I love you, dog.
Yeah, if they're dumb. I've never, ever done that. Never.
Well, when producer Gary was in between marriages, we used to tell him to borrow Marley and take her to the dog park, and chicks would be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, dumb ones.
Problem with producer Gary, we thought he would forget Marley, my dog.
Yeah, no. I could see that.
No.
You're like, why am I here again? I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah.
I have a memory. It does exist.
Where? Do you remember?
In my mind.
He has a goldfish memory.
I know I can remember certain things. It's just very odd, specific things.
He didn't remember to watch Air Bud. Of course, Hannah didn't either. So.
I remembered, but I didn't have time.
I just watched it incorrectly.
I was going to say, Hannah's the one that watched the wrong movie. I knew what we
were
watching.
At least I put in effort.
She did. She watched a soccer movie on the way here. Okay, back to your dumb movie.
My dumb movie. Don't blame this on me. it's just like any other movie. I did have a funny part for Gary to play, but y'all won't know it.
Look, okay, I'll come up with a Gary part in mine. You come up with a Gary part in yours. What's your Gary part?
Okay, so when Kevin takes homegirl on a date, right before the date, all of his buddies are like, you need to act mysterious and keep her guessing, like giving him terrible advice. So he shows up with a leather jacket, popped collar, and sunglasses to go to the movies at night. And they get there, and he's like, he picks out the movie, and she was like, are you sure? This seems like it's kind of violent. And he was like, nah. And he was like trying to play it cool. So I was thinking it would be funny if Gary worked at the theater and was dressed the exact same way, but it was actually that was just the way that you dressed, and you didn't look stupid, but the other guy did. Mm. So when you were selling him the ticket, you were just like shaking your head. at how stupid he was being, because he also ran into a wall because he couldn't see. Yeah, so that was the part Gary was going to play.
Okay, in mine, I think Gary would be good as, like, the team showers after the games. So Gary is the official.
I'm so sorry.
Gary is the official bud washer after the movie.
Oh,
like he comes in, he's like, "I got bud, I'm cleaning bud," and he's hosing bud down,
and bud just keeps shaking everywhere, so he keeps getting all.
He's washing all bud's parts and stuff, getting them clean.
I don't say it like that. Yeah, no, it's.
He's
like
making sure bud smells good when he leaves the locker room because bud can get chicks. The chicks like bud in movies.
So I'm like bud's like ringside like cleaner.
Yeah, you're his professional, like, cleaner.
I don't know how I feel about that job. I'd smell like wet dog all the time.
Yeah.
But you would have a dog all the time.
You would. Like, no, it's Kevin's dog. He just cleans Kevin.
Ew. No. That is not happening.
He is not washing Kevin. No. He's washing Buddy.
No.
They call him Buddy throughout the movie. Like, not Bud. So it's weird. Why didn't they just call the movie Air Buddy?
I don't know, because it's not like a pun.
It's too long. Air Buddy. No, you just got to say Air Bud.
Well, then they made the puppy movies, and those are buddies.
Yeah, they call them like space buddies.
Oh, yeah, in my movie, he had the puppies.
I guess you can't call them Air Buds, maybe. I don't know.
Hannah.
Huh?
Was your movie... Wait, do you have any reviews for your movie?
Oh, I had some fun facts about...
This is the first podcast we've ever done two movies in one, right?
Yes. I want you to know about your movie, Brad. They finished filming in less than a month.
That's
pretty impressive.
Amazing. It takes us 1 month to plan just to come here and record.
So true. The original dog, the one that was featured on the cover of your movie, was replaced during filming after he was found to have been barking at some non-Caucasian background actors.
Wait! Oh, no way.
Really?
You mean the original Bud was a racist dog?
Oh, wow.
The one that was on the cover. I don't know how many scenes they replaced him in, but he was replaced.
Would he have barked at your dry cleaning ex-boyfriend?
He was non-Caucasian, so...
Yeah, you can't have a racist dog in a basketball movie.
Man,
I'll tell you that right now.
But the poster Bud put a sheet on, right? It was like, I'm part of the Klan. I'm gonna bark at anybody, man.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine if the Klan had like a dog mascot?
Oh my gosh, and it was that Bud. They found out, they're like, hey, funny. We're hiring that dog, man. He's coming in here, get her done.
Yeah,
why is Larry the Cable Guy on here? Yeah,
he didn't get the dog from the clown, he got it from the KKK.
Would this movie, and Hannah, we've been starting asking this question too. Sorry. Would your movie have been better with Larry the Cable Guy?
Larry the Cable Guy or me?
No,
Larry.
I don't think so.
We do you and Larry. See, I think mine could have used Larry. He could have played the clown. Dirty,
I just
gross
don't
clown.
Think he needs to be in any more movies, to be honest.
But that's, we like to try to add Larry in these movies because Larry
is
a movie torture
I'm so
staple.
Much better than Larry.
Is he? I still haven't watched any of his movies.
Well, we're gonna change that for you. You bragging? You just doing a Larry flex in here. I've never watched any of those movies. Well, crap! Now it's on my schedule. Get him done.
No, we'll not be getting her done.
Where were we?
Okay, reviews.
I'm guessing that these are going to be relatively positive reviews.
Well,
because it's all family.
Great sports movie with touching scenes and unique players. There was nothing unique about any of these movies. They're all the same as any other dog movie super popular in the early 2000s and late 90s.
That's exactly what I expected.
Warm and pleasant film. I loved this movie. For undemanding kids only. So if you have an unseasoned white kid, he'll like this movie. That's how I read that.
undemanding kids?
Yeah, you can't have a high-maintenance child watching this because they will get bored and they'll start throwing their popcorn at the TV. Yeah, that was for your... That was reviews for yours. Someone said, at least they were honest. This movie... I put 5 out of 5 stars because a dog named Buddy played soccer ball. Soccer ball?
What reviews are you reading?
Google?
You're reading Google reviews.
Know.
Okay, I like this.
I don't know if they're good.
You Roger usually reads the negative reviews. Was there any negative ones?
This one was funny. Will Lashbrook, have you ever seen a film so beautiful that it moved you to tears? Neither have I, but Air Bud 3 was pretty good, though.
You want some Amazon reviews, Hannah?
Yeah.
Bonnie writes, just reviewed it November 6, 2023. So this lady,
she's late.
She took to it. She said, I bought this movie thinking my dog might watch it with me.
What?
Some dogs do that.
He does like some movies, but I enjoyed it more than he did.
I have one from 4 months ago.
Oh, these are way too recent for these movies. Good gosh.
Changed my life seeing Hip Hop and B-Dog. I was turned into a dog named Big Rosie the Sixth Pup and also Harbinger of Death.
What?
I don't know what I just read. But he's passionate about his point of view. So yeah. I love that.
Interesting. I'm about to write a 5-star Amazon review for Air Bud.
Five stars?
I've done this every time. I do 5 stars every time, don't I?
They need to be 1 star. The stars should reflect the quality of the movie.
I'm going to 1 star. I'm going to put, my dog loves this.
My dog's prettier than an Air Bud.
I'm going to say, bought this movie, Bonnie. My dog.
Bonnie?
Wait, I'm going to say Bonnie, because she's the one that said her dog didn't watch it. She bought it for her dog. Bonnie, I bought this for my dog, and she watched it and even wrote a piece about it.
Wrote a love letter to Buddy.
And then the next speech just goes, woof, woof, woof.
My
woof,
dog
woof, woof.
Is smarter
woof, woof, woof.
Than your dog.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening?
Submit.
Wow.
That's what I told Bonnie. My dog is smarter than your dog.
My dog smarter than your dog.
Hannah.
Yeah.
Movie torture, movie gold.
I'm going to say what this is what I think about it. The movie was great, but you could have made the movie a lot better.
Is that one of the reviews?
I actually reviewed that.
I'm going to movie torture, movie goal for me. Is it? You didn't answer. So you're just going movie torture?
I think. Maybe torture. The only reason I would maybe not say torture is because
Kevin's
it
hot.
Was really, no, because to me it was really similar to 101 Dalmatians, which for me is a nostalgic movie and I love that movie. So I could see if I had grown up with this, maybe I would love it. Because though, it does feel like just a knockoff of a different movie that it's pretty torturous.
Okay.
Because it's the same as everything else.
I don't hand these out very often.
What? No, Brad.
Air Bud is movie
Brad,
gold.
I
enjoyed it. I was invested this whole movie.
Invested.
I loved it. The dog was more athletic than me, which made me envious. He never missed a shot.
His Jordans were real.
Air Bud makes me want. I'm going to watch with my son Air Bud Golden Receiver. I want to see that.
Okay.
That's the movie where Air Bud comes out as gay. But
oh, jeez.
Brad,
see if you're paying attention. Oh. No, but seriously, I want to see it. Air Bud, my son and I enjoyed watching this hour and 30 minute movie.
That's the only reason you're giving it a goal is because it was an hour and 37
it
minutes.
It was nostalgic. It took me back to the 90s.
Did you watch this, though, when it first...
No, I've never seen Air Bud. Last night was the first time I've ever seen an Air Bud movie because I was like, I don't want to see some dumb movie where a dog plays sports better than me. But I actually liked it. Gary's looking at me like he's just utterly shocked right now.
He's disgusted with your existence
I'm not disgusted, but I am.
You're not disgusted.
Of all the movies we've watched, you're like, this is gold.
This is the one.
That's
I liked it. I don't think I've handed out that many golds.
No, you haven't. That's why this is such a big surprise that it's just
I'm going to put together a board tracking all of the golds that we've given
out. Need to know that because I've not given out many golds, but I actually like this movie. I would watch it again with my son.
Absolutely not.
It's a cute movie.
No. I would watch Book Club before I watch this.
Anyway, for producer Gary, first lady of movie torture Hannah,
and for me, Roger.
Yeah, and for Roger, we're missing you, Rog.
What do you mean, Brad? I'm right here.
He's been quiet the whole time. He's been sitting right
here.
I was just enjoying this.
I was playing with my long red locks that I have, and I'm. My name is Brad, as always, and we'll catch you next time on Movie Torture.